Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Here's the Chicago offense.
Matt Forte, Tulane University.
Touchdown, Bears! A dramatic catch by Matt Forte!
Matt Forte.
Forte, 50-yard run for a touchdown.
You know, just watching Matt Forte on film, watch him here. He can make those jump cuts. I mean, he can plant that left foot and then jump way over to the right and then plant the right foot and go upfield again.
10-year NFL veteran.
You know what, guys? It's a pleasure and an honor to be a part of this team. I'm excited about this. I haven't been on a team in a long time. It's good to be back, Holmes.
Two-time Pro Bowl selection.
My wife would laugh because whenever I see an open field full of grass, like green grass, I just get excited. Like, I could be driving in a car next to a field, and I just get excited because that's what it looks like.
Underrated, but I still be scoring Matt Forte. Matt Forte with Spiegel and Holmes.
I think we're on record of how important Matt is.
On 670 The Score.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Every week we get the chance to talk with Matt Forte, and it's great. He joins us here on the Circa Resort and Casino Hotline, CircaLasVegas.com. Matt, thanks as always for joining us. We appreciate it. We have been having a conversation since the game ended yesterday that the formula for the Bears winning yesterday felt very familiar, and it felt kind of familiar last week, too, where it's like, oh, get a run game, get the back out into some space and make him a pass catcher and then play defense and take the ball away. Are you also having deja vu?
Oh, yeah, that's the first thing I thought of, man. It was especially, I think, that 2010-11 season where we had kind of a like the number one or top three ranked defense in the league. And we would, and then we figured out how to run the ball. And I think that is kind of what has happened. I'm glad They figured that out earlier than we did. We had a bye week, I think week eight, and then we kind of figured that out. But they already had their bye week, and now, you know, we're on a 4-game winning streak. And it is, you know, the consistency factor of the run game that has produced the efficiency within the offense. They're moving the ball down the field, whether it's down the field passes or intermediate passes, but then also with an effective running game where they're opening up seams. And you can see the excitement that DeAndre has, as well as the other running backs, where Manungai had a few explosive runs, and even Roshan got in there and had a big run on a short yardage down. And, you know, it's not very complicated. I think it's something that we overcomplicate football, where the best football teams are the ones who have this running game that's established, but also a balanced attack. And they're able to take the weight off of a quarterback's shoulders and allow him to manage the game in a way where he can excel. And then the offensive coordinator who's calling the plays, or the play caller, can be comfortable back there and put the players in position to make plays and create those mismatches on the defense, especially, you know, when you got a defense out there taking the ball away and creating turnovers out there. I think, if I'm not mistaken, it's been at least 8 turnovers in the last 2 games that they've been able to receive and help us on offense to get great field position as well.
I think it's 7 in the last 2 games, Matt. It's 15 in the last 5, which is insane. And it is like those teams, and I love that you referenced 2010. I'm back here looking at it, and 2010.
He got the bye week perfectly,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, too, he nailed it. He nailed it. 4-3 in the first 7 games, went over 100 yards rushing just twice in that for those first 7. But then after that, after the bye, came out and rushed for over 100 in 5 straight and 8 out of 9. So you guys figured it out. At the time, did you guys like count on turnovers? Did you trust that they were going to come? Because that doesn't feel like it should be the case, but maybe certain defenses are worthy of that.
Yeah, I did. I know going into the games, I was one of the guys that was like, look, you know, if we can establish our running game and at least, you know, stay close, our defense is so good that I knew they were going to get turnovers. You know, when you got 55 out there, 54, 33, you know, these guys are punching the ball out, making interceptions, you know, forced fumbles, all this stuff. And it was just amazing to watch. And it's just inspiring as an offensive player to watch the defense go out there. And when you know, it's all, everybody's out there is a professional, especially even across the field on the other sideline. When you see your team and your defense just at another, they're just a notch ahead of those guys. It's pretty amazing to watch. And I feel like the defense now that that they've got a few of the players back that were injured that weren't able to play in the first couple of games, that the defense is really, you know, having some younger guys step up. But also, you know, Kyler Gordon was back out there. You saw him, you know, hitting the quarterback and also playing well in the slot on defensive guys and on running backs and things like that. So, man, it's just an impressive to see. And it's they're playing continuity football. You know, when the defense takes the ball away, you got to get points. The only thing I would say growth factor wise is just when we are able to capitalize on the turnovers from the defense, is we can't always count on field goals. When you play against really good teams that do the same thing, you're going to have to score touchdowns on those and make them pay, you know, dearly for when they do turn the ball over.
So, Matt, you're right. The run game has been improved since the bye. And I was wondering about this. Olin had kind of talked about it a little bit last week, too. Like, hey, you were physical with 2 weeks off. And that's easy to do because your body is healed. But for them to go on a short week and still be physical, I think, is a step in the right direction. What are the things that you're seeing from their run game on why it's been successful?
The things I see that is the reason why they're successful is not, I think it's two things. It's the right play call at the right time. I'm excited that it's a lot of the runs that have been successful are from under center. It's not a bunch of gun runs where you're at 5.5 yards and you can't get a full head of steam. And, you know, if you get penetration when you're in the shotgun, you know, the play is kind of shot after that. But you see Caleb under the center, and you know, and the running backs and DeAndre are able to get the 7.5, you know, yards deep and really let the field and the blocking scheme open up for them. And then the angles that they're creating. Angles are everything. When you have a defensive front, you know, whether they shift to under front or over front, or, you know, there's some kind of different look, they're able to either audible and go weak side or strong side, or they just create the angles to where you put your lineman at an advantage to be successful. You know, guys are athletic. Sometimes if there's a guy who's way outside, it's hard to reach that guy on an outside zone play. But if you have your play calling set up to where you've set your guys up to be in a good position, then the running back can also be patient back there and allow guys to get on their blocks and press the hole as we talked about last week. When you're able to not have penetration in the backfield, you're able to press the hole and allow those double teams to get up on the linebackers and on the second level. And that's how you create those big plays where you're breaking through arm tackles and then the seams are there.
Man, I have always believed that it's that you can run better from under center, from under the gun. And it has been, God, that conversation has gone for years now, because there are teams that do run it very well from under the gun. But I think most of them have a quarterback who is a threat. You know, mm-hmm. so he's making people, you know, at least consider him on the edge as the middle is open. But tell us more about that, about running from under center and what that can do, how that's helping guys perhaps even get to the second level when they start as far back as they do.
Yeah, if you notice, when you run from the gun, you're offset to one side or the other. You know, they started to try to do the pistol formation where they're in the gun, but the running back's behind the quarterback with that. But it's harder to pass block and do play action when you do that too. But when you're under the center and you're in the backfield, you got the threat of both. And you also have the threat of going either way. If you're offset in the shotgun, it's very rare and not as often that you're able to start on the left side and run a run to the left side. You know, unless it's a toss, which, you know, it's not to the advantage of the offense to do that. And your first step as a running back, you want to be going forward instead of sideways. And when you're in the gun, a lot of times your first step, you got to come towards the quarterback to get the ball. You're running sideways a little bit. Now your shoulders may be square, but you're still running sideways a little bit. And when you're in the gun, it's harder to make something out of nothing when there's penetration or something goes wrong out of the gun than when you're under center. So it does help you to disguise certain plays. It does help you when you're running the same play out of a different formation. And at the same time too, you know, some of the times I would on play actions, I was catch the ball more out of the under the center after a fake, because the defense thinks it's a run and they try to get back into pass defense faster because they realize that we were in a run front and went to the pass. So there's a lot more advantageous, formations when you're under the center. Now, gun is important. It's something that you should definitely throw in the mix. But when you do heavily in gun runs, especially if it's short yardage, I cannot stand a third and short gun run unless there's six guys in the box or something like that. So we've seen that before over the years where it's been unsuccessful when we've had that. But, you know, my thing is you do have the benefit of a threat to both pass and run, but then also the threat of strong side or weak side when you line up in the under the center. And it's just a better threat and keeping the defense on their toes when you do that.
So far, watching DeAndre Swift in some of the zone runs, whether it's the mid or wide zone runs, I love that. And I thought that Ben Johnson's system would work for him just because of the type of back he's been and the type of vision that he has. On those plays, what were you looking for? Like, what were the landmarks that you were thinking about in trying to make those types of plays work?
Yeah, it's interesting. When we ran inside zone and it's a tighter zone, I'm looking at the two down the double blocks, the with the center and the guard, and what they're doing trying to get up to the next level on the linebackers. A lot of times it's kind of odd. Like my vision I don't know what other running backs say or what they look at and stuff, but sometimes, you know, your coach will tell you to look at your lineman and look at the backs or the color of the jersey and make sure you're pressing the hole. I wouldn't even look at the lineman. I would look at the next level to see where the linebackers are fitting, because if I'm running an inside zone to the right and I need to make the defense flow, I'm going to look at the linebackers to make sure they're flowing over the top, because if they're going backside, which is where I want to cut, I may have to jump backside and then go front side because he's staying back, you know, in the back of the defense and fitting that gap. And then when it came to outside zone, you're looking towards the edge, you know, you're trying to make sure you're patient and you're looking at the back of your guy on the end of the line a little bit to make sure he's, you know, making his block, because if you see his numbers, you know, straight towards you, then you know you're not getting outside of that block. But if you see that he's pinned the guy on the outside, then you could possibly, you know, get a run outside on the edge and be outside of a seven technique or even into the nine techniques out there. So if you look out there, you see a nine technique, you know you're probably not going to get outside, where that's going to be kind of a kick out block by your tight end. And then everything else from there, you watch the flow of the defense. You know, you got to have good vision to be able to feel the flow of the front line. Not necessarily stare at them. You got to feel the flow of them. And then you're looking at the second and third level to see where they're flowing. I used to love a fast flow defense because I knew the cutback on the backside would be there all game, because, you know, when you press the hole and you're able to cut backside, you know, they're not expecting you to go that way because you're running front side.
We're talking to Matt Forte on Spiegel and Holmes. I'm giggling because when we had the conversations in August, like, should we get Matt for a weekly? That'd be really cool. I remember thinking, well, this is going to be a wide open Ben Johnson offense, and running backs catch a lot of passes. Matt's been in wide open offenses, and here we are talking about bell cow running backs and 200 yards a game, Matt. I mean, that's where we are, and that's like some of the sexiest X's and O's hardcore run game stuff ever. And I thought we'd be, you know, it's a good thing to talk to Matt since he caught 100 passes one year, and you never know what this thing is going to look like. What do you see when you look at this quarterback? When you look at this young quarterback who just played his sixth game for his new offensive coach and coordinator?
Yeah, I see confidence growing in him. I see that there's still, you know, things to fix. And I think he knows that. I don't think he's under any self-deception to where he thinks that he's arrived in this offensive system yet, or as even as a player in the league. And I like how he's handling himself, whether it be in the media and the questions that he gets or on the field. And I think that he's playing well. He's playing efficiently. And, you know, there hasn't been a lot of turnovers that have been, you know, by him. There's been, you know, those here and there that have been kind of just a knucklehead play. But at the same time, I think he learns from that and is one of those guys that when I make a mistake, I don't want to make the same mistake twice. And that's encouraging to me. So I love that he has been playing at a high level and that the running game is supporting him, because it really does take a lot of pressure off of him and allows him to be back there and make plays the way that he knows how to. So all of what I see has been very encouraging within what Ben Johnson has been doing. And that's even the most impressive is how Ben has been able to, after the first two games, it's been easy to just pack it in and be like, oh, here we go again, right? And then they've been able to go on the road, win games on the road, but then also to establish this running game to be consistent and not just a one game, you know, surprise type of thing. And then against good run defenses, you know, doesn't matter what they say, oh, this is the top rated defense in the league or this and that, but you got to go out there and play the game, and they've been able to do that. So I've seen a lot of growth in both, you know, Caleb as a player, but within the system that Ben is running.
Matt, as always, man, we appreciate the time and the lessons about the run game, man. This is great stuff. We appreciate you.
Absolutely. Let's stick to it.
Hey, one more thing, Matt. Did you stop when you saw green grass field this week in the car and go run? Did you run in the field this week?
Or were you with the horses?
I was with the horse. I was out there, you know, late on Friday night. I went straight out there, passed up the green grass to go to the stall and get the horse, and we had a time out there. I stayed out there till about 11 o'clock. So, man, I was out there. I just it's just peaceful, man. You know, and I just get the. I sometimes feel good enough to race my horse. But
that's what I'm wondering. Did you run at full speed at any time this week and just let it eat? Let your sprinter's body eat this week.
Man, I haven't ran at full speed in a long time because I'm about to be 40, and I value not having a torn hamstring because I've had that before. So, man, I just enjoy it. But it's funny that I do have the initial thought of, man, I think I could run just as fast as this horse, and then I'm like, okay, let's go back to reality.
What's the horse's name?
Gumbo.
Gumbo!
Gumbo!
Oh, that's perfect for a guy from Louisiana. Okay. All right, that's perfect. Matt, we'll talk to you next week, man.
All right, brother. See y'all.
See you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.